Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta tell you, Lee, this time of year, people are stressed.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of us here now in the upstate, so roads are packed.
Yeah.
And they're just hair trigger. You gotta watch out. I meant to get to this yesterday. You talked a lot about the road rage incident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A guy found shot in his car.
Yep.
And ended up road rage. Victim, you know, dies, obviously recovering yesterday. 25-year-old Nicholas Daniel Rios. He was able to save several others through organ donation after he was essentially, it appears, executed by Stephen James Strickland, 34, charged with attempted murder in the case. They're calling it a murder. They had to upgrade it because he died. Road rage incident. They're saying video and cell phone data helped make the arrest. We don't know all the details of it yet in terms of like what the actual rage was. Like, yeah. You know, what was the interplay between these two? But they're saying road rage. So, and I mean, when you're talking about, that's Greenville County.
Yeah, it's Augusta Road.
Augusta Road, right?
Very familiar to folks around this area.
Yeah, I mean, I was there just the other day, in fact. So this is good area, good time of day, not a, something that could have happened to any of us.
Yeah.
And, then go back to last month. I'm still in awe over this one. This is last month's road rage shooting. Nobody died in that one, thank God. But listen to this one. This is in Clemson, okay? Not exactly, the ghetto. A guy's arrested after he shot bullets through a driver's windshield along a highway using an, get this, AR-style pistol converted into a machine gun.
Yeah, this story's from about a month or so ago,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, so we're having about one of these a month. Now, this happened 11:46 a.m., Clemson Police Department. So, I mean, again, broad daylight, right? Not in the middle of the night. Not some weird,
Yeah.
Yeah. Clemson Police Department gets the 911 call. It's U.S. Highway 76 and Old Stone Church Road. And it's the most typical thing ever. I mean, every time I go out, I get cut off by somebody, right? One guy cuts the other guy off. The other guy who gets cut off just does what many of us have done for you, is just lays on his horn. That's it. Honks his horn. Then he, rolls up to the light. Well, the guy he honked at stops the median, gets out with the converted machine gun and opens fire. The victim continued until he reached the traffic light at Old Stone Church Road, at which point he heard loud bangs and saw bullet holes in his windshield.
Never a good sign.
No. So I was with one of my kids, and we were driving to a practice the other day, and we got badly cut off. I mean, like, to the point of ridiculousness. Yeah. Like, almost hit him. And it was a moron who was in the right lane, cuts clear across us, missing us by inches, and then goes right across our lane to get to the left turn lane.
Right, yeah.
There's no room in the left turn lane, so guess what? They're just sitting there blocking us.
Mm-hmm.
Half the car out of the turn lane, right. Half the car in the turn lane, not a care in the world. Waiting for the light to turn. So we missed that light.
Yeah.
We missed the next light. Because, that wait for the turn is longer.
Oh, yeah.
Then finally, so we're late to practice. And my particular child, who's got, you know, a little bit of the vinegar that I have, it's like, Mom, can I honk, Mom? I'm like, no, we'll die. No, can I honk? No, they're crazy. Yeah. I mean, look at them. Look what they're doing. And by the way, there's a whole long line of cars behind me because this is during rush hour.
Yeah.
This is late rush hour, right? So it's already dark, but it's, you know, six-ish.
Yeah.
Early six. And there's a line of cars behind me. We're all waiting for the moron. Half of his car's hanging out, does not care. Of course, the person in front of him is asleep at the wheel and could move up, but doesn't.
Right.
But what, you know, it's South Carolina.
Got to check the text messages. So,
I get it. You know, you're busy at work there in the turn line. So, and my child's like, come on, let me honk. I want to honk. This is so stupid. This is so dumb. I'm getting so frustrated because the particular activity we're going to, the coach instructor will, like, if you walk in late, call you out in front of the whole group. So we're, you know, we had left in enough time to make it. And we didn't make it because of the moron. I'm like, can't honk, can't do it. Dad has turned his submachine gun on us or something. You know, I mean, you can't do it anymore. I mean, you can't, forget it. Forget flipping them off like, you know, the great old American tradition, Lee, right?
Yeah.
I'm driving in my parents' cars. I saw several pointed red signs. Yeah. But yeah, no, you can forget that. You can't even honk anymore. You just have to pretend it's normal. Yeah, cool, dude. You cut me off. That's great. Have a good day. Hope it gets better for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But it's not just here, though. Number of road rage shootings has increased dramatically. We used to have about 100 a year in 2014.
Nationwide. Okay.
Yeah. Now we are up to about 500 a year. That's according to a trace analysis of data from the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive. So, yeah. All told, in the last decade, angry drivers shot 3,095 people over that decade.
Good grief.
Yeah. So 777 were killed. That's actually a surprisingly high number. But anyway. And then, you know, obviously a lot of injuries. So look, just can't let them know anymore. Can't honk at them. Can't cuss at them. Don't get out of the car, whatever you do.
Patience should be a priority, unfortunately.
It really should.
Just like I was impatient this morning for the Prius driver that decided to fall asleep at the green light when I'm sitting here running late anyway, so.
Did you say Prius driver?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just checking.
Yes, I did.
Want to make sure that
Prius.
We all understand what's going on here. Okay.
Little hybrid car that, you know.
God bless him, as my mom would say.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, coming up on the show. Yesterday, Donald Trump finally asked about the EU fine of Elon Musk and didn't seem to know about it. He said that Musk had not called him for help. Those two need to get together and they need to join up and come up with a strategy because this is not good. I don't think our side even really understands what this fine is about. I mean, we're mostly laughing at it now. The EU saying they have a right to regulate what is said on social media in America. That is their contention. Mm-hmm. Okay. everybody's focusing on the, they want to go back to the old blue check verification where only liberal news reporters get blue checks and people who have right think, not just anybody who gets verified on both sides of the aisle. Everybody's focusing on that. They're missing the big story. The big story is they're fining Elon Musk also for not turning over. They want hits, clicks, likes, and reach of what they consider disinformation. In other words, his internal, you know, data. What they consider misinformation and disinformation, and get this, political races. They want to know how far Elon Musk is letting this disinformation, which would be anything Republicans say and conservatives say. Yeah. They want to know how far Elon Musk is letting this disinformation spread because it's a violation of the Digital Services Act. Yeah. Wait. In elections? Mm. Yeah. In campaigns? Yes. You mean in Europe? Well, yeah, there, but in America too. They are asserting, let this sink in. They are asserting the right to regulate speech from Brussels in American elections.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's just...
Well, here's the problem. This is a test. Yeah. If Elon Musk pays that fine or turns over that data, let me tell you what's going to happen next. It's going to go fast. Whop! They are going to say, okay, cool, we got the data now. You are violating the Digital Services Act. Take that account down. Yeah, we don't like that candidate. They got to go. Oh, Trump's Twitter feed's going to be a problem. And, oh, yeah, the 26th election. Yeah, basically Republicans aren't going to be able to speak. We have to limit their reach. That's coming, okay? It's going to wreck us in 26 if Elon Musk goes along with it. Now, you may be thinking he's not going to. Well, he's screaming really loudly right now, but he did in Brazil, too. And all they had to do in Brazil was freeze one of Elon Musk's $6 million business accounts, and he caved. He censors for them now. By the way, that's the FBI in Brazil that censors. They set up the whole regime there under Joe Biden. So this is the Democrats in the EU just getting a censorship regime up and going. They can't run it out of the FBI anymore. They already tried that. We caught them. Now they're going to run it out of Europe. So Trump needs to engage, and he needs to quickly get up to speed on this, Lee, because he didn't know much about it yesterday. I get him. He's doing 5 million things. He's the only one fighting anything in this country. Republican leadership is either, you know, useless or working with the Democrats, as you saw in the last hour. So we got to do something. I mean, if you want to use tariffs, you want to use economic leverage, something. Elon Musk can't fight disclosure. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're coming for Zuckerberg. They're coming for the rest of our social media. They're coming for all of it. And they are asserting the right to regulate our elections. And if they get that right, it's lights out. We're done. You might as well kiss 28. Goodbye. Just forget it. We're not going to be able to compete. What are we going to mail our message a week later to everybody's mailbox? Is that the plan when the debate's taking place on social media? If that weren't enough, Republicans and Democrats in Congress right now, who, by the way, do not have time to swear clear to pass Trump's agenda. They just don't have time to codify any of his really great executive orders. They're working on a permission system for you to use social media, like a digital ID system for you right now. That's what they're doing this week, just so we're clear. Yeah. And wait till you hear how they're trying to pass it off. It's kind of brilliant. All that going on next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.